Welcome to The Third Degree. I'm Jessica Minchell.
And I'm Tessa Dowdell. And we have just travelled to Mpantwe, Alice Springs, for the Defending Indigenous Rights, Land, Law and Culture Gathering.
This week, you'll hear the first in a series of reports on issues affecting communities in the Northern Territory.
Hi, I'm Connie Andrews. I live in Brisbane. My family's from Old Marpoon, just north of Weipa. I'm here to listen and learn.
Hello, everybody. My name's Christine Abdullah. I'm from Riverlands in South Australia. I'm a Nurindjeri woman in my mum's country, and I now live and work in the Territory in Alice Springs.
Hello, I'm Rex Granix, Japananga, from Yindamu, the Walbury Mob. I'm one of the Walbury people, but Walbury Mob, and I'm a teacher by trade.
My name is Maury Japadarayan. I am a descendant of the Gwindji Nation, which is 900 kilometres southwest of Darwin on the edge of the Tanami Desert.
Reminiscing the midst of regret, trying to hold on every chance I get. I know sometimes that I seem to forget, and I hear your voice, don't give up yet. So I don't, and I try my best to release this pain deep inside my chest. Oh no, please don't let me go next. Please, Lord, don't let my soul to rest. And I search these streets in the hope that I find a better version of myself. And I smell defeat in the air, sometimes I wish I was someone else. It's like my heart versus my soul versus my head. I heard your voice is what it said.
Just heard a few of the many voices from the Defending Indigenous Rights, Land, Law and Culture Gathering, held in Mpantwe, Alice Springs, from the 6th to the 9th of July.
The conference provided a space for traditional owners from the Northern Territory to talk about living under the intervention and the proposed nuclear waste dump at Muckaty Station at Tennant Creek, north of Alice. The main issues of concern were
welfare quarantining, which was labelled as a return to the days of ration cards, only in the form of the shiny new basics card, limiting where and on which items money can be spent.
Bilingual education bans are slowing rates of learning, with schools now prevented from teaching Ing language for more than 1 hour a day, demanding 4 hours a day of English.
The denial of basic services in all communities, such as housing, infrastructure, roads and schools. Instead, building 20 hub towns and pouring millions into bureaucratic government positions.
The week culminated in a rally and a march through Alice Springs. First, we'll take you to day one of the convergence.
And here is Mitch, an Arunda Luritja woman, author, poet and artist.
Hi, my name's Mitch. I'm Arunda and Luritja. I technically don't own this country that we're sitting on. What we have in the Northern Territory, and we've been dealing with for over 5 years since the Howard government was in, was we had the great privilege of being forced a nuclear waste dump. So in the Howard era, there was originally going to be three sites, Hart's Range site, that my grandfather's family sit down, Mount Everard, which my family sit down on, and Fisher's Ridge up in Katherine. After many years, 5 years of fighting that, we got a semi-win with the previous government, Rudd. So at the moment, we've got the new government in Gillard, and all the country's worrying about is immigrants, or technically not immigrants, boat people, and the mining. One of the things I don't think Australia is realising is that Labor overturned their three mine policies before they got voted into government as well. So technically we were only allowed to have three uranium mines in Australia, Now we can have as many as the government chooses to have. What we have in the Northern Territory is we have limited resources, like water, which we get from underground. And as we know, with the Beverley and Olympic mine in South Australia, the government, at the pressure of the mining company, doesn't have to tell us how much water they're using, how much acid is being pumped back into the aquifer to share with Adelaide and every other remote community out there. In the Northern Territory, a few of the mining companies have fallen off of the bandwagon because they're saying the deposits aren't big enough for them to make money out of. We have a town called Alice Springs in the Waipela Way that has a mine just down the road called Angela Pamela, which is sucking up all the advertising and everybody's energy because that one's so close to our town and our aquifer. And we don't want to damage the tourist industry into the Northern Territory by having a uranium mine next to the water that we're supplying the town with. One of the problems I have with that is we have a mine going up which is further along, 80 k's down the North Road, which will also bring in the northern winds to our town, but which also help to take dust storms down into the cities. Now, last year, the year before and the year before, the cities, Adelaide, Melbourne, Brisbane, Canberra and Sydney, all had major dust storms, and it was all on the news. So we sat in Alice Springs and watched the dust storms leave our country and envelop your cities and your towns, and it made great coverage on the TV. What you weren't told was that may have uranium on it. What you weren't told was next time it rains in your city, it may have uranium in it. And what you won't be told is, like we are on country, that uranium is bad. We are told if we don't dig up uranium and we don't supply the world with uranium, they will have no energy. But yet in Australia, we can choose that we won't have a uranium mine right next to a capital city or where an explorer has been, because it may be tiny little bit dangerous. But when we're out bush and we don't have the words to say uranium, radioactive poisoning, plutonium, we don't have the words in our language to translate that back to our family members. And when we get to talk with our family members, they say the worst poison that they have in terms of language words is bad poison, really bad poison, and really, really bad poison. But yet when we say these words at mining companies' meetings, we are told uranium is not bad. So me and my little suburban habitat, where I live, I don't have a basic card because somehow, under the intervention when it first came out, my children were going to be safer in Alice Springs than they ever would be on my community. My community at Hart's Range and my other community at Alcoota are amazing places. Amazing strong kinship, amazing strong language groups. They know who they are, where they come from. And when we lived out there, our welfare checks would come in the mail, it would go to the shops, the shop owner would open our checkup, decide how much would go on whatever book-up we were allowed to have, if we had it, and how much we would get in our hands. In moving into town, because somehow our communities and our children are not valued enough to have a high school on it, our communities have to choose between this institution here, which once belonged to Aboriginal people, but now belongs to the church again, or they have St. Philip's. And I can't afford $8,000 a term for my kids to go to St. Philip's. And I didn't want to be put in a special basket where as an Indigenous person I could get funding. I wanted a high school on my community. I want a high school on every community. I don't want our children, and I'm sure my family agree, they don't want their children sent away to boarding schools, because one of the main aims of having our homelands was to get people get our people out of Western culture that was killing them. Now, we have the great things of rap nowadays and the gangster stuff that's coming out of America, and we truly sympathise with every other Indigenous nation that's been colonised in the world. But we haven't sorted out our problems in our own backyard. And if this country thinks it's okay to send the army into Aboriginal communities, which has been proven that it is okay, because where was the rioting in the streets? Where was it unacceptable in this country to send the army in to do health checks on Aboriginal children? Where was the rioting in the streets? Where was the Eureka flag being flown for our people? It was acceptable because we are under the terms in Australia as the problem. So we sit in our little town here while everything's being discussed on the south coast about the Aboriginal problem. And once again, they've come up with new schemes and new ideas and a whole new bunch of funding to normalise us. That's what the wording is in the Northern Territory, is we have to be normalised. Now, I'm looking around this room and I don't know which one of you think you're normal. Because somehow I'm supposed to aspire to be like you. Now, I think by wearing clothes, having a registered paid for car out the back, sitting in a housing commission house, collecting my welfare payments is pretty damn normal. But under the new scheme, I'm going to be treated exactly the same as my family sitting on a town camp, exactly the same as my family sitting out bush. So I have no problem with the basic card if you're going to treat me like a black fella in this country. What we have now is a manipulation of your minds. All right, we've sorted out the black fella problem. And we know 90% of Australia have no idea of what that problem actually is, but the government sorted it out because they put the intervention there. And all the health checks are being done. And guess what? We've got another 20-odd research people coming into our country to research us even more. Because we're not only the most researched people in the world, we're going to be doubly the most researched people in the world. Now, we've got TV campaigns on at the moment for 25 years with a certain company researching our health problems. Well, what the hell have they done in 25 years? And what can they do with the limited amount of money that is thrown to us, that is given to us, that is allowed to us? Now, we all know basically it's 2010 and Aboriginal people own this land, hey? And white people call it their country, hey? And there's a big squabble over the minerals. And the government is telling you that each individual here owns their minerals, so that they can tax the mining companies. Well, if we had as much say as the mining companies, and we had as much money as the mining companies, and we owned our land that couldn't be taken off of us at a change of government or a change of a whim, we would be the most amazing people in the world because we have that sense of community. You know that word community that's branded around a lot? Well, community is not acceptable in the Aboriginal world, because that means we share our money. We share our car, we'll share our gun, we'll share our axe, we'll share our jumpers. I'm having a go with my sister because she wants a jumper. We do all of that because we're community. We knew what that word was. We were practicing that word before you fellas came and gave us that word. Now, when you might want to go and start a community, you'll get a vegetable garden. That sense of community. How many people know who their neighbour is? How many people know that old person that died 2 weeks ago in that house and the cats are eating them, know that old person actually done something for this country? And when we're watching TV, we're watching Reconciliation Group telling us to give up the past and open our eyes to a new future. Does that include you, Mop? Because we can take out Australia Day, number one, the Queen's birthday, and Anzac Day if we're going to look to the future. So we're all getting hoodwinked here. The government's telling you our problem's fixed. We're telling you our problem is getting worse, It is getting more exacerbated. We have more laws put on us than anybody else in this country, and you're going to tell us how to live?
That's right.
You can't even keep a river clean. Yep. You can't even keep your suburbs violence-free. You can't even stem the flow of alcohol into your communities. Let's get on to drugs. Let's get on to child abuse. Can you, Mom, stop beating your wives behind closed doors so we know what the problem is? When you're sending people to jail, you're not rehabilitating them back into the community. You're allowing them to get raped. You're allowing them to be criminals in jail, and you allow them to come out. But in the Northern Territory, our prison rates have jumped. So we're going to fix the problem by building more jails. It's not that we have a problem with the law. The law has a problem with every Australian. The law doesn't suit you, Mob. Every time I see you, Mob, going into the courts, there's a problem with the law. The law's not looking after my rape victim daughter. The law's allowing this doctor to take out my innards and he's allowed to go in and do something else. The law's an arse in this country. Your politics is an arse in this country. And your old people, you've shut them away in old people's homes. You've shut them away in villages for old people to mingle amongst themselves. That's your encyclopedias. That's your wisdom. But we're supposed to be normal. Can you, Mob, please, next time you want to go to Centrelink, or next time you go and do something, go and say, I want to be an Aboriginal. Because we don't want to be white. And you, Mob, don't want to be us. So why do we have to act like you and be like you and live under the assimilation policy all over again, but we use prettier words because we're educated? Thank you.
Generation, innocent mob and incarceration. Every single life taken by starvation. Every single victim of discrimination. I dedicate this to the friends and families affected by the deaths in custody. And I pray that maybe one day justice won't just be a luxury.
We apologise, especially for the removal of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children from their families.
I just want to give a challenge over here. Instead of standing over there, you two police officers, why don't you come and join us over here and come and join in the fight? Take off the uniform. Here.
Yo! Where'd you go?
See my jumper? Come and see it, because it'll fit you. Because we're the same. That's right, we're the same. Take the uniform off and join us. I don't see why you have to stand over there. You have no authority over me, mate. None at all. And I can stand here and I can say what I want. And you can't shut me up. You cannot do nothing to me. Because I'm a black woman from WA, mate. And I'm protected. Which is not the same here. It's wrong. If any of you's got up and tried to speak like that, I don't know what would they do. Walk over here. This is wrong. This is wrong. And I come from Perth. You know what I mean? I come from Perth in WA. We sit there and we listen to all this sad stuff that's happening in the Northern Territory. And it's not just sad, it is disgraceful, it is shameful, it is disgusting, terrible, and as Pat said, it's all built on lies. Lies to control our land. That's all it's ever been about since Captain Cook first come along and stole Botany Bay. Right, he's a crook. That's why he died the way he did. From them islanders, they got him back. Because that's karma. The spirits watched him. They let him do all their work because they knew what was coming. They knew that once he left Australia, he was going to die. And Captain Cook did not discover Australia. Botany Bay does not exist, right? It's whatever the Wiradjuri people used to call it. It's not Botany Bay and it's not Sydney, you know? This is just wrong. I do not come from Perth, technically. Oh, technically I do. I come from Whadjuk country. That's my grandfather's land. And you know what? They come and try and take it off me. We'll be standing here just like Barb does and like all you mob do, and we will keep going and going and going. Because I tell you now, this intervention gonna stop. It's gonna stop. Because everybody around Australia is coming together because of you mob in the Northern Territory. And I'll tell you right now, we are not going anywhere. We're in Perth. We're in WA. We where we have the ability to be able to say whatever we want for youth mob and do whatever youth want us to do. You tell us what you want us to do and we'll do it. And I can speak for my people because I come from my grandfather's country. That's my country. And you can ask any Noongar back there if they agree and support with what I say, and they will say yes, because I'm a Edlin. Right, my last name may be McKay, but that's a Scottish name. I am a Headland, right? My family come from Yagan, who was one of the most resisting warriors in history in our country. And they chopped his head off and we got it back. We fought and got it all the way back from England, where they had it in a museum, like it was an artifact. Our people not artifacts, we are human beings. We have a heart, we have every single organ that yous have. The only difference, oh well, I'm a bit fair, but the only difference is we have darker skin. That's the only difference. You know? Why are we treated differently because of that? It is wrong. And I tell you right now, as I'm standing here, Jenny Macklin wanna resign. Resign! Right? And if Julia Gillard's not gonna come and help our people, she wanna resign too. Because I tell you now, with our Aboriginal political party, we're going to take over the government this year. I tell you now, so everyone who can hear my words, you vote for the new Aboriginal political party, First Nations political party at this year's federal election. You got no candidates? Vote above the line. FNPP number one. Because if our Aboriginal if our Aboriginal leaders and representatives can get into Parliament, this intervention is going to be turned straight over. And you know what I'm going to do with that 700-piece legislation? I'm going to bin it. I'm going to have all the media come and I'll grab that legislation and I'll chuck that straight in a big drum and with a match, I'll use their fire, right? Strike a match and chuck it straight in so it just poof and it's just gone. Like what they tried to do with our culture, trying to take it away. And I'll tell you right now, as I stand here before you today, Miriam McKay will go all the way with you, mob, and so will my people. So will my people, all right? And I can promise you that, because I am never, ever, ever going to go away. Unless they put a bullet right through my head, I will always be standing up with you, mob, and for my people. And I can promise you that right now. Hi.
That's my sister from another mother. In 2007, women of the Northern Territory burnt the 700-page legislation because they were unhappy about how the treatment that Aboriginal women were going to be treated. This week we had a forum. Women, black and white, from all over Australia came together to put a statement together, because Jenny Macklin, who represents Aboriginal people, keeps women, especially Aboriginal women, close to her that aren't affected by the intervention. We suffer because she keeps them women close. And I'd like to call up Christine Abdullah? Yeah. Abdullah, to read out the woman's statement that was written up in the last 4 days.
Hello everyone, my name's Christine Abdullah, as Barb said. I'm from South Australia, I'm Narangiri. My father's Afghan and also has got links up here as well. But I live and work here in the Territory now, and I went along to the intervention. And a group of us women got together and we done this. I'll read this statement out to you. I might make a little comment on my own. We the women, mothers, grandmothers, aunties, sisters, and in support of our men who are the shared caregivers for our children of the Northern Territory, wholeheartedly demand the Northern Territory Emergency Response be abolished immediately. The media has heralded your promotion to PM, Prime Minister, as a breakthrough for women. All this talk is a slap in the face for us Aboriginal women, whose communities are being devastated by this government's racist intervention. Aboriginal women, we're leaders in our own right. We don't need a white woman to stand up there and tell us what to do. For 3 years, the removal of our human rights has been justified with lies about protecting women from violence and feeding our children. We are living proof of the damage it has caused to us as Indigenous peoples of the Northern Territory, who are trying to survive, live and practice their way of life, our way of life. Shame on you.
Shame on this country.
We call on you and Federal Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Jenny Macklin, to abolish this law that takes away our human rights as Indigenous people of this country. Yep. Minister Macklin constantly claims that women support income management and support the intervention. This is not the truth. Under the current policies, we have no choice and no change, and now a big cloud is covering our struggle and journey. The Working Futures policy is about closing our homelands and outstations. This is damaging and destructive for our family, extended family, language, law and culture. This is important to us. That's our identity, passed down through generations. That is what makes us the oldest living culture in the world. Income management cuts to CDEP, bilingual ban in schools and 5-year leases over our land and housing. All the measures are taking away our control over our lives and communities. Your legal discrimination... has given a license to racist attacks, to abuse us in the streets, in supermarkets here, and to attack our kids at schools. For what? Just being black? We demand, we're not asking, we're demanding, the immediate resignation of Indigenous Affairs Minister Jenny Macklin, and an end to this racist intervention. Because you know what? It's killing off one of the oldest living, surviving race of peoples in the entire world. Thank you.
Part one of our Defending Indigenous Rights special reports ending there with Marianne McKay from Wadja Country in WA, Barb Shaw from the Mount Nancy Town Camp, and Christine Abdullah, Nurundjeri woman from South Australia, speaking at the rally and March for Indigenous Rights in Alice Springs on the 9th of July.
Stay tuned over the next few weeks for the following reports on our Defending Indigenous Rights series. And we'd just like to raise a related event. 3,376 kilometres, a long haul for nuclear waste, is a forum about the proposed nuclear waste dump at Muckaty Station in the Northern Territory. Muckaty traditional owners will be travelling down and speaking next Tuesday, 6:30pm, at the Fire Brigade Employers Union in Surry Hills. Head to 2SER.com and follow links through the program grid for more information on this event and for podcasts of previous shows. I'm Tessa Dowdell.
And I'm Jessica Minchell. And you've been listening to The Third Degree, featuring music from The Last Connection, On The Way and Ballura Man tracks. And don't forget to tune in next week.
See you later.